Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Once again, tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God internet radio show? It's personal. Once again, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God internet radio show? I am James Brown Jr. We come to you live. Once again, we come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Harper Woods, Michigan. We are so excited to have on once again Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep Overseer Joseph E. Jackson of Washington, D.C. in your prayers. He has suffered a loss of a dear friend. She's like more like a family member to him. She passed away. I talked to him today and sent him my condolences. So I'm asking you all to keep Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. Keep him in your prayers. We also are praying for all those that have lost loved ones, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We are getting ready to go into prayer as we always do, but we don't have to ask God to go anywhere because we know that he's everywhere at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. So I'm asking all listeners, before we go into prayer, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God on tonight. Again, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. I am praying again. We're praying for this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or we don't take it for granted. We thank God for what he's doing through this ministry platform. And he is blessing this platform for us to bring forth new people in the body of Christ to be able to share God's word and to be a blessing to the body of Christ over this worldwide ministry platform. We thank God for everyone that we are meeting that he's put in our pathway, that they will be coming forth in the very near future to share testimonies and deliver God's word for his glory. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, which in the name of Jesus, we come again once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We just want to say thank you for who you are. And Father, we thank you that you are the keeper of our souls. You are a faithful promise keeper. Me, Father, you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. So on tonight, we ask that you will move by your spirit through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Have your way, Lord, that you get the glory. Through the message that you have given to him to share with us on tonight, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified, even on tonight, that you get to glorify. It is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in to this worldwide platform, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts, that we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each and every last one of us. We pray again that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, as always, we have another scripture food for thought. Tonight it comes to us saying, be careful not. I'm sorry, that's a message. I'm reading off the message for tonight from Pastor Norman King. I'm getting ahead of myself. See, apparently God is going to be saying something to us, to you and me, the listeners on tonight, through Pastor Norman King with this word. But the spiritual food of thought comes through us saying, work your faith for God's glory. Again, tonight's spiritual food of thought. Work your faith. It's personal. Work your own faith for God's glory. I want to give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. I want to give a shout out to them as well. God is doing great and marvelous things in the body of Christ. And I just thank God that he is in control no matter what it looks like, no matter how we feel or what we even think. God, our creator, he is in control in heaven and in earth. Thank God that he's in total control. I'm going to come forth and bring, I'm not going to do a music break because Pastor Norman King, again, he's the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. He's going to bring forth the word. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. But before he brings forth the word, he's going to share with us a song. On tonight, I want to make sure I have this right, so I want to go back to my phone real quick. He's going to pray for us before he brings forth the word. The song is titled Trust in God, and it's by Avail Worship. Again, the name of the song is Trust in God. Pastor Norman King, before we bring forth Pastor King, after he finishes with tonight's message, I will open the phone lines. For all of those that dialed in, if you want to give him words of encouragement after tonight's message, you would have an opportunity to do so after the message. So, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you. And heaven smile upon you. I'm so humbly grateful for the opportunity and privilege by God's grace to be able to get the message tonight. I thank God for you, Cousin James, and I thank God for your devotion, your commitment. You know, you're faithful to your assignment. And I pray your strength in the Lord, and thank you. So now I'm going to open up with this song. This song is called Trust in God, and it's by this group called Aware Worship, featuring this guy named Mark. He pronounced his last name, so I'm not going to say it. I don't want to make no mistake in pronouncing, but here's the song right now.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hey. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire. Time after time, born of his spirit, washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission, and all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. So this is my story, and this is my song, my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. Oh, I trust in God, I do, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He'll never fail, he will never fail.
Bless you. God bless you and God bless you. I hope that song was a blessing to you. It's personal. Amen. Very personal. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I thank you for whom you are. And I just thank you again for the opportunity that you've given me,
but I couldn't
to be able
out
to
why, until I went from
be here tonight
to 122.
And I know that I cannot do anything without you, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. And I thank you for this opportunity. I pray that they hear you and not me tonight, because I'm your earthly chosen vessel, Father God, to speak what you've given me to speak tonight. And I ask you blessing tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Lord, give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to be covering some scripture, like always, amen. And I got a few things I want the Spirit of God to lay to my heart to talk about, amen. And I want to just be obedient to my assignment, amen. So my scripture is not that I'm going to reference tonight in preaching, but I want to speak this scripture here before I even get into my message. It's one that the Lord laid in my heart to say. Familiar, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 1st verse, 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, the 1st verse, where it says, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come." Verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of themselves, their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." And I'm just stop right there, because we ought to be aware of, first of all, who we are. Come on, amen. And not even want to talk about the enemy. Amen. Just be aware of who you are, who God have called you to be. And in our description for tonight's message is going to be coming from Revelation, the 2nd chapter. I just want to read that 2nd Timothy because the Lord laid in my heart. So be there, amen. But the scripture for tonight is Revelation, the 2nd chapter, verses 12 through 17. Amen. Revelation 2, verses 12 through 17, King James. It says, "And the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things said he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful mortal, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication." Almost there, y'all. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicodemus, which thing I hate. Verse 16, "Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." 17, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receive it." Amen. I know there's a lot of scriptures, but I feel that it's necessary. Amen. Because thy word, we need to be able to reference God's word. Amen. And tonight's topic is be careful not to fall. Amen. Mm. Be careful not to fall. Now, where that comes from, it comes from 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. And I'm gonna read the whole verse. The Lord, the Spirit of God, just allowed me just to use that as my topic, amen. But 1 Corinthians 10, 12 in the NLT says, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. Come on, come on. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. Now, with that being said, we're going to deal with two churches. Well, actually, I'm going to preach more about one church tonight. You know, there's seven churches in Revelation, but I want to give a little illustration on two. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And in this second chapter, verses 12 through 17, we're dealing with this church, Pergamos. Amen. Pergamos. Now, what kind of church, Pergamos? What kind of church is like Pergamos today? Come on. Amen. Now, it's seven churches, and these seven churches in Revelation is to give us an idea, give us revelation on how it is today. Amen. Now, one thing about this church in Pergamos, I know I got some witnesses out there once I continue to obey the Holy Spirit and speak. This church, Pergamos, was the church that is corrupted and married to the world. Come on, huh? Come on.
Look out now.
Pergamos is the church that is corrupted and married to the world. Now, that's the church I'm going to preach about tonight. But I'm going to give you a little bit on this other church that's in the 18th verse. This church called Revelation 2, 18. I'm not going to read the verse, but I'm going to tell you what type of church that church is. That church is called Thyatira. And Thyatira is a compromising or a commensurable church. Come on, somebody. Amen. And see, we have so much compromising going on within the body of Christ today. Amen. Now, I'm going to come back to that because that's my main course tonight is to talk about this church, Pergamos, the church that is corrupted and that is married to the world. Now, I know that a lot of you all has been paying attention to a lot of things that's been going on, you know, all this YouTube and all these churches, amen, that's doing what? Acting like the world. Amen.
Yep.
That's why God gave us church today, man, because, listen, y'all, thank the Holy Spirit, this church, Pergamos, it's a church that is corrupted and it's married to the world. Now, and can I teach a little bit, y'all? Now, verse 12, it says, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things said he which has a sharp sword with two edges. Now, see, the recipients, okay, the messenger of the church, amen, and there's a messenger, and the speaker is Jesus. Come on, amen. And in these seven churches, Jesus is the speaker that's speaking to the pastors. Amen. Because they are the ones that hold it accountable. Amen.
That's right.
Look at verse 13. 13 is the word of commendation. You know, there's always some good in what we do. Come on, amen. But, listen. Verse 13 says, I know thy works. This is Jesus saying, I know thy works. Thou dwellest even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name. You hold fast my name and has not denied my faith. Even in those days where the Antipas was my faithful martyr, was who was slain among you where Satan dwells. So all the words, what he's saying is that I'm commending you on your loyalty to my name. Huh? I'm commending you on the doctrine purity. Amen. I'm commending you for faith in martyrdom. Amen. But then look at verse 14. 14, he got a complaint. Amen. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Okay, so the complaint, amen. See, we got to be 100%, y'all. 99.9 won't do, amen. So the complaint against this church is that they allow false doctrine and worldliness to take a hold in the body of the believers. Amen. I'm telling you, this church is corrupt. Amen. Let me go down a little bit. Amen. So as we look tonight, Amen. I'm going to say again, be careful not to fall. If you think you all in a bag of chips, come on. If you think that you don't need to pray, used to pray, come on. If you think you don't need to study, come on, man. If you think you don't need to be faithful, I mean, listen, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall, because we are living the last days. Amen. And Satan on the rampage. It used to be, look, he ain't got to come through no crack no more, y'all. It used to be a stand on crack and pepper. But he coming through the big open boulevard door, amen. He come up in the house of God because nobody is checking him. It's because the church is so corrupted. I'm talking about Pergamus. Amen. I'm talking about the Bible. I'm giving you scripture, amen. You can take what I'm saying tonight, which is word, and apply it to web or identify it for whatever you see out there, believers. Amen. I'm just speaking what the word of God is saying, amen. He's saying that all these things that Jesus speaking to the head. The head is the pastors, amen, because they are the ones he holds accountable, amen. He said, all of what you're doing, you're loyal to my name, amen, in the doctrine, but you is allowing, amen, false worship, idolatry in the house, amen. You got all these flashing lights and all these smoke effects and people doing the bump and grind and all this. Come on now. Come on.
That's
amen.
Right.
Corruption. Yeah. It's like, where is holiness? Amen. Listen, holiness, we got to allow the Holy Spirit to be free. Amen.
That's
we
right.
got to trust God. In other words, God is saying tonight, and let this word fall where it needs to fall, amen. Someone tonight need to make a change in your life right now. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because corruption that we have allowed to infiltrate within us. We got to trust God. See, a lot of people want to knock the old folks back in the day. Amen. Look here. They always say you got to trust God for yourself. You got to know God for yourself. Amen.
Yes.
We
got
this world and in these churches that people are doing what they call things. That, amen. Y'all see out there on YouTube. Amen. They doing the I don't know. the all this old world and dancing and hopping and jumping around and all this stuff. You know, I remember one lady said that she went to the church service to bring in a new year, and it was worse than the club she would have went to. Come on, amen. But anyway, this church, y'all, here we go. The Pergamus Church is the church that is corrupt and married to the world. Amen. Thing I want you to understand, that worldliness corrupts a church. Amen. Four things cause a church to become worldly. The church and its members begin to participate in worldly functions. Come on, church. Amen. I'm going to say it again. The church and its members begin to participate in worldly functions. Amen. Allow worldly activities to take place in the church and in the homes of its members. We're talking about Pergamus, a corrupt and church that's married to the world. Amen. The church began to baptize and accept people as members who have not truly repented and turned from the world to Christ. We're talking about a corrupt church that's married to the world. Amen. And the fourth thing is the church and its members allow false teaching and preaching. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Nothing the church any quicker than worldliness. Amen. Pergamus. We're talking about Pergamus, amen. Pergamus was a corrupted church. It was a worldly church. Amen. Pergamus was the picture of the corrupt church that is married to the world. Amen.
Yep.
The letter is addressed to the minister of the church. See, listen, God, Jesus is holding pastors responsible and accountable. That's who is being addressed. Amen? If a church becomes worldly, who's responsible? The minister, the pastor of the church is responsible. Christ has called the minister to lead believers to a life of self-denial and holiness. I'm going to say it again. Christ has called the minister, the pastor, to lead believers to a life of self-denial and holiness, to deny the possessions and pleasures of this world and live a pure and godly life. Amen? He is called mm-hmm. the minister to lead believers to focus upon heaven and to live sacrificially. Amen? He is called the minister to do what? Teach believers. And you can't teach believers, well, let me say it this way. We are supposed to teach and preach holiness, not coming into
right.
the church just like you're in a club somewhere. Come on now. Y'all
just
know
me. Yep.
Amen.
That's
listen,
right.
Therefore, if the minister is not leading his people to live spiritual lives, if he is allowing them to follow after the pleasures, come on, possessions of the world, if he is allowing the church to become corrupted with worldliness, the minister is responsible. Now, I can quit right now. I already preached. Amen?
Wow.
I already preached. Amen?
Lord,
so he's holding the minister what? Responsible. Listen, and this is the reason this letter is sent to the minister, because it is the task of the minister, the task of the pastor, amen, to what? To proclaim the truth of sanctification and separation
yeah.
to a worldly church, amen? Jesus Christ, I'm going to reemphasize, amen? Just walk with me just a little while, amen? There is a speaker, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, amen? A
yeah,
church that is
right.
worldliness is committing a very serious crime against Christ. Come on. Come on, James. Come
mm-hmm.
on. Come
yep.
on. Now.
Yep.
Amen. They is committing a serious crime against Christ. It is such a critical matter that Christ himself delivers this message to the church. Don't believe me? Go in your Bible. Go back over with the scripture I gave you. Go read and study the seven churches, and you see that Jesus is the one speaking to the pastors. Amen. And
you
go in there and look at these seven churches and see, amen, these illustrations and these examples that we've been given, you see it in the world, in just say in your town, in your city right now. Amen. All these churches acting or performing in such a worldly manner. Amen. We'll go. Okay. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. A church that is corrupted by worldliness, I'm going to say again, is committing a very serious crime against Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And note, Christ himself, Christ, he is the one, the sharp two-edged sword in his mouth I've spoken about a while ago. And this means at least two things, James. The sword of his mouth means his word, the word
That's
of
right.
God. Amen. The one thing needed in a worldly church is the word of God. I'm going to say it again. The one thing needed in a worldly church is the word of God. The word of God is sharp. Amen. It will cut through the most worldly and hardened heart. Yes. It will convict and convince the worldly of their sins. Amen. But you got to be, God, look at this. You got to be serious, though. You got to be careful
right.
that you don't get caught up in all the stuff that's going on. Don't be like them. Amen. The word of God is a two-edged sword. Amen. Is all right, church?
Listen, yes, sir.
The believers in Pergamos, I'm talking about Pergamos now, and you can equate this wherever you want to, amen, through your Christian experience, amen. The believers in Pergamos were being persecuted, and some were even being martyred for their faith. So you had some of them who knew, and it was, you know, there's always a remnant, amen. Is that all right? They were slaying
mm-hmm.
innocent people, in particular believers who refused to deny Christ. There's always been a remnant of God's people who refused to deny Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
is proclaiming that the power of his sword, the power of his word is far greater. Amen. He holds the power of life and death over men. He can speak the word and snatch the life away from any person. Therefore, all
yep.
men must heed this message. Amen. And those who do evil are hereby warned. Come on. Repent or else I would come unto thee quickly with the sword of my mouth. That's Revelation 2:16. Read it for yourself. Amen. And another point as well, there is a greater promise to the believer. And come on, amen. If the word of Christ is all-powerful, then Christ can look after and take care of us no matter who confronts us. I got to say it again, James. Amen.
That's right. I mean,
if the word of Christ is all-powerful, and it is, then Christ can look after and take care of us no matter what confronts us. Amen. His power, the sword of his word, is able to strengthen, is able to deliver, and able to save us. And if it is our time to lead this world, his word is able to transfer us right into God's presence to live perfected forever and ever. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, Second Corinthians 1:10 says, who deliver us from so great a death and does deliver in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us? Amen. And that 2 Timothy 4:18 is, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Come on. And will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory and forever and ever. Amen. Now, verse 13, in the midst of all of what they wasn't doing, there were some things they was doing. Amen. And he commended them. Let me see. Let's go back. Let's go back. Back to 13. I know thy works. See, James, I can't finish this tonight. So I'm just go according to time and the Spirit of God leave. Amen. 13, he says, I know thy works. I know. See, he know God know everything. He know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
He know what I'm doing. He know what we ain't doing. Amen. Right. So he spelled out right here. He wants to commend them. I know thy works. Amen. Bear with me. So the church, I'm going to reemphasize, was loyal to Christ's name despite the environment. So you could be in the roughest, craziest, out-of-order places possible, but it does not excuse you to perform yourself ungodly. Amen? So this church was loyal to Christ's name despite the environment. The church had been established where? In a cesspool, come on, James, of worldliness. Amen? They was established.
Oh, yeah.
A city of people who were consumed with the pleasures and possessions and comforts of this world. Now, just some of you YouTubers who've been looking at some of these churches carrying on your way back in Easter, the Easter service and the wash night service, bringing the new year. Look here. Just take the word of God. Don't take my word. Take the word of God.
That's right.
And you can see the very thing I'm preaching by the night, you saw them churches carry on. They're trying to justify, amen, with all this all swagging and all this other kind of stuff they were doing, amen, and then trying to talk about how many people got saved and all that kind of stuff. When you lower a bar so low, all right now, okay, all right, listen, let me keep on moving. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about tonight. To God be glory.
Lord, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. The word of God, look here. This church was pure in doctrine, amen. The word of God was being preached and taught every week from the pulpit. And this is the things that he commended them on, amen. Amen. But let me keep on moving, amen. But if we get on down to the church was standing fast in persecution. Some of you have been persecuted, amen. But God is saying, you hold fast. Hold on to what the old folks say. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, amen. Don't you throw in that towel. Talk to people around you carrying on and acting ungodly. Don't let that be you. Amen. You continue to hold and stand fast. In the midst of your persecution, just stand fast. Amen. Is that right, church? Amen.
Oh, yes,
and I'm just trying to encourage you tonight. Amen. Don't be like them. Amen. Just hold up God's, his blood-stained banner and continue to allow God to be God in your life. Now, if you go over here, in verse 14, this is where the trouble comes, amen, because he had to deal with them. There was a complaint. The church was guilty of false doctrine and gross worldliness, amen. I'm just trying to share this word tonight with whoever wants to listen. And then you could take not what I'm saying. You better study God's word for yourself and see the word of God
has
done spoke. God's word has already spoke. So whenever you begin to see these things carried on, amen, you ought to say thank you, not thank you, Pastor King, thank you, Jesus, for showing me the truth, amen, because, see, the truth is self-evident, amen. And I'm talking about the church in Pergamos, amen. Pergamos church, which was the corrupt church that is married to the world. It's a sad commentary whenever you can go to a church and don't see no difference in that church than a club. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the church was guilty. I'm talking about verse 14, 15 now. The church was guilty of false doctrine and of gross worldliness. Amen. The worldly church is guilty of the doctrine of Balaam. What does this mean? It means that corruption and worldliness are within the church itself. Come on, James. Amen. It means a mixture of religion and worldliness. Amen. I'm trying to say something, amen. Three times, look at here. Let me back up. All right. It means that corruption and worldliness are within the church itself. It means a mixture, I'm reemphasizing, of religion and worldliness. Balak and Moabite king reigning adjacent to Palestine feared Israel. I'm going to use footnotes, amen. To protect his kingdom, he sought the services of Balaam, a prophet, to curse Israel. And when the king first approached Balaam, Balaam refused. But he accepted the second offer. Three times Balaam attempted to curse Israel, but with no results. He then convinced the industrious plan he would corrupt them. Amen. So what I'm trying to say tonight, it's just like Samson and Delilah. Delilah kept going until Samson finally gave in. Whoever
that's right.
The devil has dispatched to come at you, they ain't going to leave you alone until you be real with yourself. Amen. And you got to be real. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be real. Do not compromise. Because when you compromise, you allow corruption, amen, to come from you. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit cannot do what it's designed to do for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Mm.
The results was tragic. Amen. I'm going to say it again. The results was tragic. I'm about done, y'all. So I can go so far, but you know what? I think I'm just about at the end because I think the message has been is clear. But what we but I can't leave you without. I can't. I got to give you a chance, amen. Amen. Verse 16 talk about repentance. So in the midst of Jesus speaking in all the ways, recognizing, acknowledging, and commending, and warning, he gave them a room to repent. In verse 16, the counsel is to what? Repent. The church and its believers need to repent and to change their ways. What the church and the true believers need to deal with those. All right, now, all right, here's accountability, y'all. I'm talking a little bit about accountability. Amen. The church and true, come on, James, true believers needed to deal with those who were worldly and lead them to repentance. Amen. Don't compromise. Don't put up with it. Talk, tell them about the Lord. Be genuine. Amen. They need to change. You need to change your practice. Amen. And accepting people into your church. Amen. Just because they profess Christ. Amen. There need to be evidence of what? Repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about accountability. Amen. Verse 16 talks about a warning. There is a warning. Christ warns his church that becomes worldly. He will come quick and make war against the worldly. Amen. The Lord is not going to punish the faithful believers who are spiritual minded. Amen. So you hold on. Hold on to God's what? Unchanging hand. Because I'm talking about the overcomer.
Oh,
the overcomer, praise God. If you're an overcomer, you ought to know you're overcome. Amen. The overcomer is given the right to eat the manna or bread of heaven. Amen. The point to note is this. The manna was given by God to feed them. Amen. The overcomer is given the right to feed upon Christ. And that is exactly what Christ himself said. Amen. John 6:32-33 says, then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, talk about himself, and giveth life unto the world. Amen. John 6:35, he said, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall what? Never thirst. And as I get ready to just about close this thing down, God is saying to you tonight, this is your night. If you need to repent and turn from your ways, which was not godly, then this is your night. Don't put it off. Amen. It says that if you think that you will stand firm, take heed lest you fall. Don't let the pride come before the fall. Amen. So what God is saying tonight, if you, it's not. And then again, even holding people accountable, who's around you. Amen. Quit being silent to all this mess that's going on in your church. Amen. You got worldly and corruption going on in your church. God's holding you accountable. He's don't be a silent lamb. He's not saying anything. You got to lift up. Okay. Thank you, Holy Ghost. James, it's on you, brother. Go ahead. Thank you.
Listen, you know what? I do believe that you do need to do a part two for this because it is a lot to be said. You gave us a lot of much-needed information directly from the Word of God. Like you said, it's not your Word, man. It's God's Word. And you delivered what God gave you to deliver to the people.
Lord.
So I do believe that there's more that needs to be said pertaining to this message on tonight. So if you don't mind, the next time that you're scheduled, if you don't mind, if you prepare for part two for this, so we can do get the conclusion of the whole matter of the as the Word
Lord.
Of God said, the conclusion of the whole matter pertaining to this subject on tonight.
Yes.
So right now, again, thank you so much, Pastor Norman King, for coming up and filling in the gap for Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. Once again, we want to definitely keep him in prayer, and we want to keep all those in prayer that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not. We want to continue to keep those that are sick and afflicted, whether in their mind, spirit, or bodies, continue to pray for them because we know that God is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people that are being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. So at this time, we get ready to open up the phone line for all of you that have dialed in on tonight. If you were blessed or encouraged by tonight's word through Pastor Norman King, you will have an opportunity to let it be known on tonight. Let Pastor Norman King know that you received this word, and if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do that as well. We're going to get ready to get almost at the end of the first year of the month is almost out, or almost over. Time is flying by, and Jesus is soon to come again. So I hope you all received this word on tonight. The phone lines are open. Anyone that have been blessed by tonight's message, you have an opportunity to speak to Pastor Norman King right now. All the lines are open. We always know that there are a lot of people that do dial in and don't say anything, but we thank God for you that dials in and don't even say anything. We thank God for you as well. But for those of you that have dialed in and want to encourage Pastor Norman King, you have an opportunity to do so now. All the phone lines are open. Anyone?
Praise the Lord. Yes, that was a much-needed word tonight, and I can't wait to part two, and want everybody to keep our family in your prayers, because we had two deaths within 2 days apart from one another. So keep our family in your prayers, and I can't wait for part two.
Amen. Marianne King, you know that we are different.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, Marianne. We're definitely praying for you too, Marianne. You keep the faith. Just like he just said in the word, keep the faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's still got work for you to do. He's going to rise you up off that sick bed so that you can be a living witness for him So that's what he wants you to
right.
do. You got to do
right.
your part so he can do his.
Right.
Right. That's going to give you those encouragement as your cousin. Do your part so God can do his. He's not going to do anything on his behalf that he can do until you do your part.
Right.
So you got to keep the faith and do what you're told to do. You know what I'm talking about.
Right,
I'm not going to put your business out in the street. You know what I'm talking about. I love you.
That's right,
why I'm
brother.
Saying to you what I'm saying. So I just want
I'm
you to know, you stay encouraged as well. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
Yeah. Pastor King, this is Elder Matt Henry, listening along with my wife, Elder Mahalia Henry, right here in Greensboro. And we just want to encourage you. You gave the word line up on line, precept from precept. And we ask
yes.
you a prayer for two friends of ours that are deceased, two pastor friends, Pastor Thomas Locust from Eastern North Carolina, and then right here in Greensboro, Pastor Kevin Maxwell. They actually were funeralized early today. We ask a prayer for the family that God would bless them, and we encourage you to keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Elder, did you say your name of Elder Curry?
Elder Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.
Oh, Elder Henry. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Elder
yes.
Henry from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes.
We're definitely keeping
And my wife, Elder Mahalia Henry from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Excellent. We thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in and be blessed by the word through Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. We are definitely praying for you all, and not only just for you all, but all those that have lost loved ones, because we do serve an awesome God. I thank him that he's omnipresent. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. And he said we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. So that, and he knows when we are hurting, and we can cast our feelings, our hurts upon him, because he is the one that gives us strength. He is the one that gives us peace and joy, even in the midst of losing loved ones. Even in the midst of being sick and afflicted, and to the point that we don't even understand what's going on, we thank God that he is still in control, and he is a faithful promise keeper. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you so much, Elder Henry. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Well, glory be to God. I thank God for Pastor King. I thank him for just coming, doing what God had told him to do. And he reminds me of, you know, how when a wind blows, that's how the word is when it comes out of his mouth. So I thank God for that, that he keeps on keeping on. And I will definitely keep you lifted up in prayer. And thank you so much as well. It's my voice. I don't know what's going on with my voice, but I had to speak a word in spite of how I sound.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Terrible Doss. We want to definitely know that you are definitely in our prayers as well, because we know that God is our healer. No matter what it looks like, I am living witness. I'm living proof that God is our healer. So just keep the faith, and just like Pastor Norman King said, we got to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I wish my organ was working. I get on that organ and play it. I love playing them gospel hymns. I just love it. So, anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else?
Cousin Smith.
Before we close the line, praise the Lord. Yes.
How you doing, cousin?
Hey, cousin. How you doing? Praise the Lord. All right.
Herman Gain Jr.
Yes, I know.
Be praying for me.
I
appreciate you.
Listen, I'm going to put it to you like this, because I tell people all the time, once you get on my prayer list, you don't come off. So
that's what I'm talking about.
And that's what we got to do. We got to be sincere about our prayer life. And the word of God
that's
says,
right.
fervent prayers of the righteous, guess what? It still avails as much. And there's a song
Amen.
That says, my mother pray for me. And I know cousin, all my cousins that's on the line from Greensboro, North Carolina, I know that your mother, Aunt Maggie Mae King, prayed for you all. I know my mother, your aunt Patsy Brown, King Brown, she prayed for her nine children. So we know what prayer can do. So we know how prayer can change things, no matter how it looks. So just turn it over to God. And you just keep standing on your faith and let your faith work for you. Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else before we close out for tonight? Anyone else? Once again, I thank God for all the different people that I met. I also attended a homegoing service this morning, and the church was packed. And what a powerful word that came from that awesome man that delivered the eulogy. And I had an opportunity at the repast to meet a lot of different people. I heard a young lady praying for some a deputy. He was a deputy, state trooper. Her daughter went to her and said one of the state troopers needed prayer. And she went over and laid hands on him, and I watched her while she was praying for him, and she was praying for him in all earnestly. So after she got through praying with her, I walked up to her. I asked her daughter, is your mother a minister? Is she a pastor? She said, no, she's just a woman of God that likes to pray for people, and she's a mother of the church. And I went to that lady afterwards, and I said, I need you on my radio show. I need you to deliver the word. And she said, I've been praying and asking the Lord to open a door for me to be able to do my ministry worldwide, because she said she's on once on Wednesday evenings. And she almost got to shouting when I invited her to be my guest on this worldwide platform. And I told her, I said, you know what? I love how God connects his people together. And you never know who God is going to put in front of you. That's why you got to be also ready. And the Lord opened doors for me at that repast to have a lot of the young man that did the solo. He's about 20 years old. He's going to be coming forth soon to share testimony and his singing abilities. He has an anointed voice that God anointed that young man to sing for God's glory. So I'm going to be having him on this worldwide broadcast very soon as well. And a few others that I met on today. I just love how God connects his people together. So for you all that are listening on the line, stay encouraged. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up, no matter what it looks like, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. But he already told us what he came to do. He even told the Lord. He asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm walking up and down the earth, seeking whom I may devour. Guess what? He have not changed. He's still doing the same thing. He's still the father of lies. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But we got to stay on our guard. We got to stay in the word. We got to stay prayerful. We got to be sincere about it. So that's what I love about God. He's searching our hearts. He knows who's for real and who's not, who's playing games. And those that are playing games, not only for war to the pastor, that go for anybody that's in the body of Christ that's dividing and separating God's people from him, that's causing people to walk away from God, or even causing someone to give their life to Christ Jesus. He said, woe unto the pastor. I believe that refers to anyone that's in the body of Christ that are being called, that goes for anyone. If you, me, or anyone else call someone to stumble or fall and walk away from God, we're going to be held accountable by God himself. So I just want to say thank you all for dialing in on tonight. I love you all, as I always say, and it's true. I always pray for you all, whether I know you personally or not. I pray for the world I mentioned. I ask you if you all continue to pray for me, continue to pray for this ministry, that it will continue to grow, that God will continue to be glorified, and that the devil, the enemy, will continue to be horrified. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth that's in your hands. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and it will never lose its power. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name all over the land, that you will be glorified, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and edified through your word as it goes forth with power on tomorrow, that you get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Once again, know that I love you, but God loves you even more. Good night.